From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Mexican officials are transferring fugitive drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman back to prison after capturing him Friday, several months after he escaped from prison. Guzman was first captured in 1993 but escaped in 2001 with the help of prison guards. After more than a decade on the loose, he was recaptured early in 2014 with the help of intelligence that the U.S. authorities provided to Mexico. A Swiss woman living in northern Mali has been kidnapped from her home for the second time in 4 years. Residents and officials in Timbuktu say gunmen entered the home of Beatrice Stockley and took her away. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear that they were planning any attacks in the United States. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the arrest is one way the U.S. government is working to fight terrorism.
This case, or these cases in particular, are good examples of how the Department of Homeland Security, the intel community, our law enforcement, and other national security agencies work effectively together to keep us safe.
Az Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayem was charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Farij Shahid Al-Hardan was accused of attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who have been in the U.S. for several years. And the Islamic State has a new front, established a stronghold in Libya from where they can move farther into Africa and on to Europe. Get more news at voanews.com. Turkish troops on a training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters. At least 17 Islamic State militants were killed in clashes in Nineveh province. Around 150 Turkish troops were deployed to the base to help train local Iraqi fighters to eventually retake the nearby town of Mosul, which is held by IS. Iraq's central government says their presence is a violation of its sovereignty. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State ambushed a police officer as he sat in his marked car in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that 33-year-old officer was struck 3 times in the left arm, but managed to fire back and hit Edward Archer, who was later apprehended. Ross says the attacker was motivated by his extreme Islamic beliefs.
The suspect in question, it's a 30-year-old male from Yaton. He has a Philadelphia address as well, I believe. He has confessed to committing this cowardly act in the name of Islam.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and San Bernardino, California. Authorities say the suspect in the Philadelphia shooting claimed to have carried out the incident in the name of the Islamic State and that he does follow Allah. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign that the economy is growing at a solid pace. Miller Sega has our report.
The U.S. economy shrugged off a troubled international backdrop to post the best job gains of the year in the final months of 2015. And for troubled financial markets, beating expectations may be the best way to kick off 2016, says Bankrate.com senior analyst Mark Hamrick on Skype.
Well, with all the storm clouds hovering over the global economy, it was a big positive surprise to see the number of jobs added in the month of December. And we also had positive upward revisions for the previous 2 months.
Winners include the business and service sectors and construction, which added 45,000 jobs. Despite a better-than-expected report, about 2 million Americans had been unemployed for 6 months or longer. Another 6 million have only been able to find part-time work. Millar Sega, VOA News, Washington.
President Obama has vetoed legislation that would repeal major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act. The bill would also defund the reproductive health organization Planned Parenthood. The bill was widely seen as a test of the Republican lawmakers' ability to get it through Congress ahead of U.S. elections later this year when the presidency, all House seats, and one-third of the Senate will be up for grabs. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.